Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to obtain public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules relating to hair design, online learning, and experience for instructor hours. This hearing is being held in room 209 of the Business and Professions Division at 405 Black Lake Boulevard Southwest, Olympia, Washington, at 11 a.m. on December 4, 2015. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR-15-21-072, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on October 20, 2015. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the back of the room. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 1816-030, RCW 43-24-023, and RCW 43-24-086. My name is Susan Collard, and my title is Administrator of the Professional Licensing Support Services Unit of the Business and Professions Division. The Assistant Director of the Business and Professions Division has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today: Catherine McDaniel, Assistant Administrator; Doran Meniz, Program Manager; and Cameron Dalmas, Administrative Assistant. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are auto-recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located on the table at the back of the room. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from the industry. Now we will hear oral statements. And I'd like to call Megan Peterson.
Good morning, Megan Peterson from Multicare Medical Spas. I'm here to offer full support in all the amendments. I think adding the hair design license to our state offers a great thing for not only our students that want to attend in our state, but other students maybe transferring in. Having so many military bases here, we get a lot of that, so I think that that'll be a really nice addition for our state. The instructor trainee, I think that's great that we're offering some credit. I think that we'll attract some better instructors and ultimately producing better licensees because of that, so I'm full support of that. Online learning, I think it's great that we're one of the states that's finally taking that on. We're going to be ahead of the game. It's every other learning institution out there is going that way. So I think that it's great that we're also adding that. And the last little comment is to add the hair design to the advisory board title. I think that goes without saying. It's kind of necessary if we're going to have a new license to add that in there. So offer full support and thank you.
Thank you. Curtis Rice. Is that correct? Is that the right name? Didn't want to testify? Okay. So I'll ask the room one more time. Is there anyone else who would like to come forward to testify? Okay. Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed